Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the show. Thanks for tuning in. It's Mike from the Creative Insights Podcast. I drop this show every Monday, and today's guest is Rachel Wynott. Yes, that's her real last name and also her motto in life. She has built an award-winning, multi-seven-figure business from the age of 22. She has worked with many Fortune 500 brands and companies, and she is the creator of Founder Freedom, an online coaching platform where she teaches entrepreneurs how to live and work freely with expert brands and businesses. Well, today Rachel will share some of her secrets and strategies that she has learned over the years and how to live and work freely. She has built an amazing platform and she has a beautiful website. You will learn on how she started her business, some of her biggest lessons from creating her brand, and also we talked about her favorite tool to find and connect with your ideal customers. So stay tuned. She is an inspiring story, sharing her wisdom, coming right up. So here's the big question. How are creative entrepreneurs like us, who live in an ever-changing world, who need to keep up with all the latest trends and developments, how do we keep enjoying what we do to thrive and inspire others? That's the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Mike Reinhardt, and this is the Creative Insights Podcast. Really glad you're here, and Rachel, well, welcome to the show, and yeah, thank you so much for taking your time.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to talk to you, and I think what you have built is amazing, and I can't wait to share your story with some of our listeners listening in, the strategies and tips you're using to grow your business.
Yeah. Yes, I really appreciate that, and it's a pleasure to be here. I'd love to share a little few tips for you and your listeners.
Well, thank you. That's great. Great to hear. So, Rachel, why don't you tell us, what Founder Freedom is all about, and how did you create it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, I am a business and marketing success coach for service-based entrepreneurs, and we build their brand and their businesses online. So my little backstory is that I've started an agency, an offline business about 8 years ago, grew it to multi-seven figures, won many awards, top women entrepreneurs award, and then naturally got into coaching entrepreneurs like myself because I saw there is a definite need to build that, what I call that freedom business, right? So building the time-saving strategies so you can live and work freely as an entrepreneur.
Right.
And having an online business has totally, completely transformed my life and countless others of my clients. And there's ways to automate your business online, which is a game changer.
Exactly. Yeah, I've seen... Well, I visit your website, and what can a person expect when they go to your website? I've seen that you have a free masterclass, and also
I have a free masterclass. So if you go to rachelwynott.com, you can definitely get that. There's some really great secrets in there, and I'm going to be launching some new stuff very soon, actually. So hopefully if you follow me on Instagram, I always announce what I'm launching to entrepreneurs to help grow their businesses. Okay. So my Instagram is I am Rachel Wynott. And Wynott is my last name, believe it or not.
Yeah, that is a really nice, very nice name, very recognizable and easy to remember.
Yeah. So. You'd be surprised. I get asked that every day, pretty much. Is why not your real last name?
I can imagine that gets people's attention.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Try making a dinner reservation. It's next to impossible.
I can imagine.
It's so funny.
Well, it's good to have people remember you by your name, and you also got a domain name. That's also great.
Yes, and that is actually a great tip. When you first start your business or an idea, you know, getting that domain name is so key. That's one of the first things I say if you're just starting out brand new, you know, to business, is get your domain name and get it in your name, because your name is your personal brand, right?
Right.
And that's a lot what I teach about, is how to leverage your own personal brand, how to build your personal brand, because the future is all about personal brands. People buy people, not products, not services. People buy experiences and relationships, right? So we have to build our personal brands and build that know, like, and trust factor. So people will obviously know, like, and trust us, and then, of course, buy from us and work with us.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. People nowadays, it's a people's business. People do business with people. It's easier to connect with people. You want to know, the face behind a company. And, it's easier to, reach out to people and also builds trust. And, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I think the online space too, I mean, because we're so consumed by our screens, right? Our phones, our TVs, our iPads, there's so many screens in our life now that we crave that human connection. We need that human connection. So we have to find out ways when we're marketing our businesses and our brands to really connect with people. And that is the ultimate secret and foundation of a successful business.
Mm. Exactly. So what are some of the biggest lessons from creating your own brands that you put in your business later? What are some of the lessons that you learned?
Lessons. I've learned a lot of lessons, that's for sure.
Yeah.
If you've been in business as long as I have, there's always ups and downs and all the way around. But that is definitely part of being an entrepreneur. And I'm saying this because I know a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, you get to that spot where you feel like you want to quit because everything's against you. And you drum up all these, you know, untruths in your head. Mm-hmm. And that can really, you know, hinder you as an entrepreneur. But you have to always have that really strong foundation and that belief that what you're doing is, you know, whether it's helping people, it's making a difference, it's creating something new for the world. You have to have that instilled in you, and you have to believe in your product or service wholeheartedly to get through those struggles, right? So
right.
I think that is huge. And also creating time-saving strategies within your business, also to relieve some of the overhead costs. You can, you know, there's so many automation tools right now and growing every day. So I think that is key to building a business now versus, you know, a couple of years ago.
I definitely also agree with being confident, believing in your products that you're selling. You have to be confident in what you're offering, because having confidence in your own products, that creates trust, and that's the only way that you will able to attract also the right audience. And how do you get people to your websites? How do you build relationships with your customers?
But yeah, so when you're building like an online business and a brand, you need to have many tools in your toolbox, okay? Your website is one of those tools. And yes, it's important to get traffic to it, but there's so many other tools that you need to use at the same time. So as an example, social media, of course, right? Instagram is a huge platform to leverage nowadays. It is the number one engagement platform right now. So I always highly recommend you know, building that engagement, because like back to the know, like, and trust factor, we need to build engagement and experiences with people. So that is a great platform to use. Okay. I almost think of it like a second website. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then
it's like the homepage of your online brands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And the whole strategy, of course, you know, you don't like, you have followers and, you know, you market to those followers, of course, but you definitely want to have a strategy in your business that you get those leads offline, meaning you own them. You don't own your followers online, right? Mm. So we need to own our, whether it's an email list, a list of some sort, you know, your contact list, that's something that you own. So that strategy is very important for businesses online to really build that lead generation list and build that email list.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
that's something you own, which is huge.
Yeah, exactly. Because Instagram or Facebook, they can just take you offline any day, and then everything what you have built up is gone. So it's definitely important to build your email list.
Yes.
So where do your creative insights come from? Can you?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think actually probably from, I grew up as a professional dancer.
Okay.
So I have that creative juice in me.
Yeah.
For sure. I used to choreograph dance routines, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So I think it probably does stem from that. And it also made me a strong business person. It also gave me that confidence, right? Because you have to get up on stage, et cetera. So I think my foundation is a big part of, you know, who I am and my foundation.
Okay. Well, so you have a lot of creativity in you, but yeah, you have also many different products. You have your podcast as well. And
I do, yeah.
Yeah, and you also speak, I think.
I do, yes. I'm going to be doing some more speaking, and I'm actually going to be launching some live events this year. So like I said, if you follow me on Instagram, I am Rachel Why Not, you're going to be seeing stuff come up there, and I'm really excited.
Okay, so yeah, that's what we can expect from you as in the future, more live events, or what else can we expect from Founder Freedom?
Yeah. Lots of different projects coming up. I have a very cool one coming up. I'm going to be launching very soon. Like I said, I can't really talk about it here.
Okay.
But if you follow me on Instagram, I will be launching very soon. It is a very in-depth training program that is very, very cost-effective for entrepreneurs all over the world. And I'm very excited about that. I'm also writing a book. Is in the works, and a couple other things. So this year is very exciting. 2019 is a big year, not only for me, but for my clients and for a lot of entrepreneurs. It is the year of entrepreneurs. So let's do it together. Wow. And I'm really excited.
Well, that sounds great. Well, keep up the great work. And
thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your wisdom. Which URL can people find you? More information.
So if they go to rachelwhynot.com,
okay,
you can find me there. You can get to my Instagram. You can get my masterclass. You can connect with me. If you want to reach out to me personally, the best way is to DM me on Instagram. I am on my personal Instagram. I use it all the time. So if you do want to figure out more about my coaching programs, more of my high-level programs, definitely reach out to me on Instagram. Shoot me a message. DM me. I'm a real person.
All right.
But yeah, that's the best way. So rachelwhynot.com, and I am Rachel Why Not on Instagram.
Okay. Well, that's great, Rachel. Well, thank you so much. And checking your feeds and see what you're up to. Looking forward to your new book and what you have coming up this year.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. Talk to you later. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast with Rachel Why Not. You can find more information about Rachel in the show notes. Leave a comment in the post if you have any questions or suggestions. I'll be happy to read them. Well, I really enjoyed this talk, and especially on how she is using Instagram to connect with her customers. I think Instagram is nowadays really like, yeah, your homepage of your personal brand. If you want to be able to connect with your customers and attract the right audience, it's important that your Instagram profile is optimized and that you have a nice clean feed. Well, I want to share some of my secrets on how I think you should optimize your Instagram profile. Well, some of the tips I can give you is, first of all, you need to have a really clear Instagram bio. So starting with your name, you can put in some keywords that people might search for. For example, web developer or photographer. So within your name, add your keywords so that you will show up more quickly in the search results. Also, your profile bio picture should be attracting, that people want to visit your profile. And of course, your tagline. So when people visit your profile, they should immediately understand who you are and what you're about and how you can help them. Then secondly, Instagram posts. Nowadays, it's all about engaging long-form captions. So Instagram really looks at how long people are spending, how much time they spent on your posts. So the longer the time spent, the higher you will rank. You can use tag locations in your posts. And of course, hashtags. Don't forget about hashtags. And not just any hashtags. If you go for the generic hashtags like blogging or photography, that it will be hard to rank for them because there are so many bigger accounts that have these hashtags in their posts. So I would suggest that you start with hashtags with less than 400,000 posts. And of course, collaborate with other brands and influencers just to connect with other people. You can also ask to be featured on bigger accounts, so to increase your followers. That's some of the things I did for some of my Instagram accounts. And whenever you post an Instagram post on your profile, then you can also share this in your stories to get it more reach. And Instagram stories, there are many things to boost a story, like mention stickers, get Instagram story question stickers to gain some engagements. Also, you have poll and vote stickers. So there are lots of tools you can use to increase reach and attention and engagement for your stories. And also, don't forget to switch to an Instagram business profile for your Instagram insights. So with an Instagram business profile, you can see how many impressions you gained from hashtags and a lot of more analytics and insights to see how you have grown and which time to post and so on. If you want to get more followers or use your social media to grow your business, you need to nurture it. Think of your accounts like a garden that you must tend. If you want it to flourish, be intentional, be present, and create a daily pattern of posting. And if you want more engagement on your posts, like if you want people liking and commenting and tagging their friends in your posts, you have to get discovered. So how can you make this happen? Well, be the first to engage. If you want comments on your account, leave comments on other accounts. And if you want likes, be the first to like. So think of your actions like a handshake. You're introducing your account to others with the hope that they will respond. Trust me, they will. So optimize those Instagram profiles and show up daily, connect with other people, and own your story. I believe that you have something special to share with the world. And you have people ready to hear from you and to share your unique perspective and own your story. So with that, I will leave this podcast for here. We will have more inspiring guests coming up. And also, I announced that I will be launching a live podcast tour. So end of the month, I'll be traveling abroad and celebrating the new show, the Creative Insights Show, with a live podcast tour. I'll be traveling to Miami, Houston, Amsterdam, and Berlin, and host a live show with local creative entrepreneurs, where I'll be taking you behind the scenes into conversations with the most influential creative minds. So from big influencers with accounts like over 100,000 followers, business founders, owners, artists, and much more. I really have some amazing guests already planned up and scheduled. So if you haven't subscribed to the show yet, please take out your phone right now and subscribe to the Creative Insights podcast so that you don't have to miss another show. Once again, my name is Mike Reinhardt. I'm here to help you become more effective online and grow your business. You can follow me online everywhere as Mike Reinhardt on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and my website, mikereinhardt.com. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode.